Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Wealth Protector Radio. Really glad you could join this morning. And what I want to talk about today on this episode is, it's going to be a shorter episode. I don't have anybody I'm interviewing, but a really important topic. And I just want to tell you a little bit about it. It pertains to estate planning and what everybody really needs to know. Growing up the youngest of four boys, I learned a lot from my brothers and followed their lead in many ways. Every Saturday morning, all of us would wolf down my dad's pancakes and bacon and immediately head out to the garage. It was so fun. The garage door would swing open to reveal the holy grail of our childhood, the ping pong table. About 20 or so of our neighborhood pals would invariably be waiting outside for the ping pong wars to begin. You may have had a similar experience. It was in that garage where I soaked it all up, my older brothers and their friends talking smack to each other, cranking the music on the boombox, remember those, and studying the ping pong techniques. And nobody could beat my brother John and his wicked spin game. It was hilarious. There was always fighting over the music playlist, of course. And that never changes over time for any kids. And it was much harder back then to switch up the tunes because you had to pull out the cassette tape and pop in another one and fast forward or rewind the thing. Then the tape would get tangled and you'd have to wind it back together by using your finger and the hole of the cassette. Ridiculous. There was a lot of great music being played on those Saturdays in our garage. The Stones, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Who, Journey, Styx, Three Dog Night, Bowie and Prince. Great names. It's my memory of those dog days of summer and the music that has me thinking in particular about Prince. Of course, you remember that Prince passed away back in 2016 and he did not have a will in place. I put out a blog at that time when he passed away about the importance of having your will and trust in place and the bumpy path Prince's family was about to experience. So now, where do things stand with the Prince estate? It's interesting. It's just unbelievable what's going on. And here's some of what has happened. First of all, excuse me, Prince's beneficiaries, if you can believe it, have received $0 from his estate. Yet the estate is bleeding cash, at times more than $600,000 a month. Comerica is managing the estate and getting paid over $125,000 per month. Law firm fees are in the neighborhood of $440,000 per month. Ouch. Law firms and the administrators have racked up over $6 million in fees so far, and family members are fighting, of course, and living in a courtroom. So the elephant in the room here is, make sure your planning is buttoned up. And I know what you're probably thinking, that you are not Prince with his multi-millions, so you don't have to put too much stock into your planning. But you don't have to be worth millions for all of this to impact you. It's really important if you are worth millions, but estate planning is important for all of us. Let me give you an example. One group we do a ton of work for is business entrepreneurs. You may be one yourself, or surely you have friends or family who fit the script. These entrepreneurs are great innovators, and they also are risk takers. Not surprisingly, many entrepreneurs take a lot of risk when it comes to protecting their business. They rely on insurance, savings, or VC money, and luck to guard the business. The problem with this formula is that it's too fragile. If you're an entrepreneur, or even if you are not, you know that your family depends on your business, your job, and your success. Losing a business or getting financially nailed by unexpected events can cause severe emotional and financial hardship. Tools like insurance are a good first line of defense against an unforeseen calamity, but insurance is not the catch-all you think it is. Proper estate and asset protection planning needs to be part of your business plan. Consider these amazing stats. 80% of entrepreneurs don't have a financial power of attorney in place. Only 24% have a will. Only 13% have a living trust. 65% have zero planning in place. A component of your big picture business plan has to account for the life issues that estate and asset protection planning address. What happens to your business or career if you have a really serious health issue, or you are no longer around due to early retirement or death, or you or your business get hit with a devastating lawsuit? By the way, about 40 million lawsuits are filed in the US each year. Will you and your business be okay? If you don't know the answer, then perhaps it's a good idea to make sure your planning is pulled together. And so here are a couple of really important things to remember. So first of all, on the estate planning side, I'm going to just address estate planning and then asset protection. And if you know these, it's a start, but here they are. So on the estate planning side, the foundation of what you have to have includes a living trust. So if something happens to you and, you know, someone's got to run the business and pay bills, you know, what's supposed to happen? Well, if you don't have a trust in place telling everybody, nobody knows. That's a living trust, one. Two is a will. A will supports the trust, and you name your executor in the will, for example, really important decision, so you got to have a will. That's number two. Number three, medical directives. Nobody ever wants to think something's going to happen to them medically speaking, but it happens all the time across the country. And you need to have this document in place to let people know what is supposed to happen with you on the medical side of things. Really important. Number four is your financial power of attorney. Again, who's paying the rent? Who's paying mortgage? Who's paying the business bills? What's going on with that? If you don't have the financial POA in place, big problem. And you got to pick the right person. Really, really important. And then also beneficiary designations. That's part of your estate plan. Who are your beneficiaries? And you've got to list those in certain areas, on life insurance contracts, retirement plans. And that's a really important thing to get right. Do you list an individual name? Do you list the trust? You got to figure that out. So that's your estate plan. Those are the basics you got to know. On the asset protection side, some very hot button issues with all the lawsuits that are going around. And again, no one thinks they're going to get nailed, but here's what you have to know, some important components of it. One is using a limited liability company to protect a business, rental income property, or stocks, bonds, and cash. If you're walking around in today's climate and you don't have those things properly guarded by looking into an LLC, then you just have a target on your back. So the LLC is important, but you got to set it up right, choose the proper jurisdiction, and you have to maintain it properly. Because if you don't do those things, it's not going to work for you and it's a waste of time. So that's the LLC. Learn all about that. And a lot of people don't know you can have that around stocks, bonds, and cash. Even an IRA, you're not protected necessarily in your IRA account. And so look into an IRA LLC. The other asset protection component is leaving assets to your kids. When do you do that? During your life, after you pass away? And rather than just giving assets to kids, why not leave it in an asset protection trust, which guards it from the potential creditors, excuse me, of your kids later on in life? Divorce, you know, guards it from a divorce. Your kids may be in a profession where they get sued, real estate, doctor, you know, or just, you know, living life, they get sued. So protect your inheritance using an asset protection trust. So that's an important component. How do you transfer assets to kids? When do you do it? And another asset protection component to learn about is the post-marital asset protection agreement, where you can separate assets between husband and wife and opt out of unfavorable community property laws in some states that don't treat couples very well when it comes to liability. And, you know, a in that scenario, community property, a liability to one spouse is a liability to the other. And so, you know, you could be running your business, your spouse gets in a car accident, gets sued, and your business gets attacked. You had nothing to do with the car accident. That can happen. So the post-marital separate property asset protection agreement can help divide assets, and learn all about that. It's really important to know in asset protection. And also in asset protection is the ability to really take a look at all your assets, how they fit together, but make sure that your estate planning and asset protection is integrated. Times have changed, estate planning has changed, laws have changed, but many estate plans today are not integrated with asset protection. They need to be. They're separate disciplines, but need to be integrated. So this is just scratching the surface with estate planning and asset protection. The takeaway is get a fresh look at your planning. You've got new tax laws out from Washington. Laws have changed substantially, impacting your planning over the last 4, 5, 6 years. And the climate, business climate has changed. And your life has probably changed. You know, life is not static. So get a fresh look. That's the takeaway. And thanks so much for listening. Until next time, we'll see you then.